This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, tomorrow's news tonight, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio, the great radio stations across America, all across the Caribbean, too, and around the world via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country, also to our first responders, our EMTs, our fire firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. Thank you for what you do. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, not to forget about all the roughnecks working in the oil fields, wherever you're at, because the list is too long right now, and over there in Saudi Arabia and Aramco, to all you guys and gals that have chimed in tonight, too. Thank you very much for what you do. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch website. Go to our Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch, and you can follow us on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, joining us again, we'll go back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to talk more about what Nancy Pelosi did or did not do. Now, according to 18 U.S.C., 271, subparagraphs A and B, and we're going to pay more attention to B because it's specifically what it says. I'm going to read it, and then we'll go from there. Now, whoever having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing, willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys the same, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both, and shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. And as used in this subsection, the term office does not include the office held by any person as a retired officer of the Armed Forces of the United States. Wow.
Yeah, what's important there is the word shall, which means they didn't use could or may, they said shall, which means it must happen.
Yep.
Which is the reason that Gates is filing a complaint with the ethics, which is okay. I mean, it's just, it's kind of a, and they're going to vote on that, I mean, or whatever. But this is striking the bell, and rightly so. So Steny Hoyer with, you know, saying that Nancy Pelosi, you know, she was just, asserting her First Amendment to free speech when he said he was tearing up something himself. But, this is really quite important because all kinds of officers of the government in various positions, whether you're in the legislative branch, executive branch, and certainly judicial, although judicial really doesn't file too much except for financial disclosures, they falsify stuff all the time when it comes to their financial disclosures. Then they have to turn around and file an amendment. And I would argue that the amendment is not always enough either. It's like everybody kind of ignores their financial disclosures. Hello, Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, yeah.
Well, we'll see where all of that goes, because right now, as you said, our Congressman Florida 1, Matt Gaetz, is going to file an ethics complaint against her, and there's a movement afoot in the House to bring her up on charges as well with a resolution, but I don't think that'll go anywhere because the Republicans are not in control of the House, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, before we move on to a couple of other things here, of course, the impeachment process itself is over. However, Jerry Nadler came out and said, well, we're not done investigating. We're going to call witnesses, and we're still going to try to find the truth. He mentioned all that double talk in there. So they're going to waste more of the taxpayers' money.
Yeah, exactly. Now, he was asked yesterday if Nancy Pelosi had actually approved this. And he said he didn't know. He actually hesitated for a long time, almost as though he wasn't thinking clearly. And then he just said, I don't know. So the question is, because we're hearing that she was forced by her caucus and the gang of five, or, you know, the AOC gang, to go through impeachment. Now, the question is, will she do it again, noting where and how it turned out yesterday? So, we don't know. But I would argue, hold on, little Miss Nancy, because there are several other things in the pipeline. We keep hearing that they're going to keep doing this, and they're going to keep plotting against the president. Okay, but just hold on here. Because you got Lindsey Graham, who has pledged the investigation into all things Biden, and I would argue he's got it underway. You still have Rudy Giuliani out there who is at work. Then you got a couple of key senators, Grassley and Johnson, and they've, interestingly enough, requested some documents from the National Archives.
Right.
Travel documents, actually, from the Secret Service on Biden.
Yep.
They've requested electronic communications and other key evidence as they relate to meetings in the Obama White House.
Yep.
That hatched the operation. Then you have Senator Rand Paul, who got up on the Senate floor pursuing things Eric Sarmella.
Yep.
Then you have Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, and then you've got John Durham.
All right, hold that thought. And folks, will be right back. And by the way, we have another U.S. attorney in the mix besides Durham. Attorney General Will Barr added someone else. Okay, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. To find out more about them, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA red, white, and blue logo right there on the right tab of the page. And when you do, a window is going to drop down, and that window is going to say, do you want to sign up to register to win the free gun? Obviously, you do, because when you do, it will open up the avenue for a lot more things. For example, you'll have the opportunity to be able to become a member. And there's 3 levels of membership. After you sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, you can sign up to become a member too. And if you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff. Now, one of the other bonuses is they're having a $25,000 cash giveaway contest, which will be the drawing on that will be sometime in the summer. So every time you go over there and sign up, and you can do it once a day, every time you go over there and you sign up to register to win the free gun, you can also enter your name into the free $25,000 cash drawing giveaway. There you go. So the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com USCCA logo, do that. And good luck. We want to announce the winner here on the program. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Go ahead, because you had something you wanted to go right away with here. So you do that, and I'm going to get my other notes here and this other stuff.
Well, I was just kind of continuing that, the Democrats need to pay attention of what is in the pipeline coming out of the Department of Justice. And, that certainly includes, I would say, the FBIs, that the FBIers that were at the FBI in the top four. It includes, which is also as part of the Crossfire Hurricane, the dossier, Perkins Coie, foreign interference, and those kinds of things. So you can bet that Durham is seeking, if he isn't already, testimonies on Victoria Nuland, John Kerry, Susan Rice, Ben Rhodes, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, you know, and certainly several others, which would be Stephen Halper, Joseph Mifsud, I think he already got his, John Brennan, Clapper, and that crowd. So, but, you know, the Democrats had better be careful because, you know, we're in the fair play here territory now. And you know, Rand Paul got up on the Senate floor yesterday and put up on an easel a very large sign. And in that, he has, it says, to the managers, Schiff and counsel for the president. And then there's some text there, of which Eric Starmella's name is there. And he's using it because since nobody has identified who the whistleblower is, then why would his name be a problem being published if he's not the whistleblower, of which nobody knows who the whistleblower is? He is. So we need to be very careful here because there's a lot of things that, you know, the Democrats are you know, they're lighting a fuse here.
Now, our FBI director yesterday appeared in front of Jerry Nadler's committee, and he said that there is still ongoing Russian information warfare taking place.
Correct. They're not going to stop. I mean, they never have. I mean, it's gone on for decades and decades and decades. So he was just saying it's still out there, and of course it is.
And then we had a study that came out yesterday about illegals and the cost. It was just a random study done in 10 states. And they came up with a total dollar figure of $454 million. Now, I thought to myself, because there's no way that includes California, that number, because with California, it's well over $1 billion.
I don't know what it is for the state of California, because I don't think the state of California is whatever even we're beginning to report that.
No.
But understand something here. There's piece parts to this, and that includes the matter of what the quality and costs are for healthcare, how it affects healthcare infrastructure. Education is another one, and that's a big one because it's degrading the quality of education in the public school systems. And it was early last year, probably in the spring of last year, that one particular high school in Houston has 62 different languages spoken there. Yes. So then, you know, you obviously got law enforcement. People have to be bilingual in order to communicate with all these people. Then you got, you know, the matter of chasing down all of these people that are here illegally that have committed a crime. That law enforcement has to have put holds on, that the sanctuary states are not honoring. So they have to go around, you know, a whole nother way to, you know, find these people. So, I mean, there's all kinds of collateral consequences to this, that does add up in a big, huge way. Now, just imagine if we didn't have this problem, what we could possibly be saving. Now, let's also remember, too, that California had these birthing hotels.
Yeah.
So these pregnant women would come in from certainly, you know, Latin American countries, but they're also coming in from China and having babies. We find out about this, and then we got to send the marshals and the local police and then the FBI in there to do raids. That costs money to do the investigation. And then once they arrest them, you got to feed them and house them and give them health care until their case is adjudicated. We've added I don't know how many judges down to the southern border to handle these asylum cases. Whoa, is it 400, 500 cases?
Yeah.
500 judges? So, I mean, of course it costs money.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, very quietly, CENTCOM Commanding General McKenzie snuck into Iraq to talk with the Iraqi people there, not only the political forces, but also the military, to try to resurrect what's going on there. Don't know anything for sure that's going on, just the fact that it's all in turmoil right now in Iraq. But at the same time, AFRICOM, the commander there, said that they are continuing to strike the al-Shabaab militants in Somalia very hard. Every time they get an opportunity, they're going after another target or another target of opportunity.
Well, the one war that is still going on that nobody's paying any attention to is Syria.
Right.
And you know, the United States has kind of turned it over to Turkey and to Russia to deal with. We still have our own forces. I don't remember how many.
A couple hundred thereabouts.
Yeah, that are still there. And Russia is still bombing medical facilities.
Yep. And Turkey went in somewhere the other day to go after people that had apparently fired at them.
Right. In fact, one of the munitions hit and actually killed some Turkish military.
Yep.
So that's a disaster still. And in all this other domestic nonsense that we have going on, the rest of the world is still in military chaos.
Yeah.
In lots of places.
And, of course, we heard that they were going to move Patriot batteries into Iraq to help protect our positions over there. However, because of the turmoil going on in Iraq, the batteries are still sitting in Kuwait and have not made it into Iraq yet.
If they put position in key places, I think there's enough range that it doesn't have to actually go into Iraq.
All right. Well, what are you writing today? You wrote an article yesterday. You're two for two in the article department.
Yeah, I wrote two yesterday. I'm probably going to talk about the Republicans' resolution to condemn Pelosi and see where all that whole thing goes. Now, I did write yesterday about her official remarks after the State of the Union address and her official statement, and then she met with her caucus. And this one's pretty interesting because she said to her caucus that they had brought in several people to attend the State of the Union who have powerful health care stories, whether it's families with pre-existing conditions, families struggling to find or afford prescription drugs they need, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, she's saying that Trump said nothing about it, which is false because I put it all in the article.
Yep. Okay. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, read her great article, sign up for what she puts out there, and then you'll know what she's doing when she's doing it. We'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Military Veterans News segment coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump remains in office after the Senate voted to acquit him on the two articles of impeachment he faced.
This is clearly not a happy day for the nation or the Senate?
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responding to the Senate's votes that acquitted the president on the two articles, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress.
The Senate turned its back on the truth, on a fair trial.
But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Democrats are to blame for this chapter in history.
They initiated it. They thought this was a great idea.
The president tweeted a montage video attacking Senator Mitt Romney as a Democratic secret asset, as he was the lone Republican to vote to convict on the abuse of power charge. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 483 points and a record close for the S&P up 37 and also a record for the NASDAQ up 40. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And indeed it is time for our second military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Two locations to serve you. Find out more about them by going to NAA.edu. NAA.edu. We'll tell you about those locations, where they're at, right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves, coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. We know that. More of you have chosen to go to technical schools or vocational schools to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay you as much as you think when you get out. Because if it's a union job, you're going to start as an apprentice. Most of the jobs that pay union scale that aren't union, you'll start out as an 80%er. You don't get paid the full amount of money to begin with. During your training period, you get 80%, and it stays that way. And some training periods are anywhere from 30 days to 90 days to 6 months, and yes, even a year. So if you want an opportunity to make some big money right off the back, if $60,000 a year sounds like a decent amount to you for a 40-hour work week, then listen up. The National Aviation Academy, with their two locations, can fill the void and give you a great career path with that starting salary of around $60,000 a year. Now, they have two locations. They have one in Concord, Massachusetts. They have the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in my backyard. So check them out online by going to the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. So the website's naa.edu. The phone number, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide, slap open for you. And it's a tremendous opportunity, tremendous career. Well, not to be outdone by things, the Army and Special Operations Training is now changing for future fights down the line. Green Beret candidates respond to things like bomb blasts, dashing into the tree line from a remote camp where they were chatting with their partner force chief mere moments earlier, and then go to do whatever is being done and whatnot. But they have to prepare for the different things that are going on, and they have to be ready for just about anything, anywhere, anytime. So we'll see what goes on. Now, that story was from the Army Times. They didn't say what the training was changing to, but we'll see. In addition, the Army's Air Defense Artillery Branch is working to attract new warrant officers by dishing out a $60,000 incentive to their soldiers and even airmen and sailors who complete the trainings that's offered to become an Air Defense Artillery officer. Also, the U.S. Army wants to expand pre-positioned stock over in the Pacific because they believe that this is going to be the next area that we'll get into it with China, prepositioned equipment in the Indo-Pacific region. General Gus Perma, the head of Army Material Command, told reporters that they want to reposition equipment and get it to where it needs to be for when they need to use it. In addition, the U.S. Army has now an overarching concept of how it wants to use 3D printing and subtractive manufacturing. But now it must develop a process for using the capabilities across the service from arsenals to depots to plants and then down to the tactical level. Again, so says General Gus Perma, the new head of the Army Material Command. Now, the commander of the Navy Second Fleet says that sailors getting underway from the East Coast can no longer expect the Atlantic Ocean to double as a safe haven, because now the Atlantic Ocean, with all the activity there by the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, the North Koreans, the Cubans, now it's become a battle space. And Navy leaders up and down the chain of command identified training deficiencies during the maintenance and deployment cycles for multiple guided missile destroyers, but did not address the identified deficiencies. Concerns, obviously, over Navy warship readiness. And the U.S. Navy and Boeing has demonstrated the ability to control unmanned aircraft with a manned jet, a capability that's critical for concepts intended to keep naval aviation relevant into the 21st century. In addition, the Navy plans to launch a new long-range ship-killing missile from its premier submarine hunting aircraft, the P-8. It's a clear signal of the Pentagon looking for new ways to meet the tyranny of that distance in the Pacific Ocean from base to base. And defense contractor General Dynamics Electric Boat will need to hire 18,000 more employees over the next 8 to 10 years as it ramps up submarine production. The Navy choosing to build more submarines versus surface ships
to bring themselves up to 355 vessels. And Russia and China now have the ability to attack the U.S. Navy equipment when it's sitting in their American home ports. Now, Top Admiral warned, while discussing Washington's intensifying rivalries with Moscow and Beijing, that they could lob it right in to Norfolk, San Diego, anywhere along the Great Lakes, anywhere in the Gulf of Mexico where the vessels come in. Kind of scary, isn't it? And the U.S. Department of Defense plans to propose retiring hundreds of the Air Force's aging fighter jets and bomber aircraft over the next 5 years to shift resources towards building new capabilities to counter China and Russia. And just as the mission planners thought it was out, the Joint Surveillance Target Attack Radar System, known as JSTARS, which recently was pulled back in the Middle East, is now back in the Middle East. What they pulled out, they put back. By the way, remember the Space Force? Remember that young man, the 13-year-old grandson of the general? Who, let's see, what was his name? Charles McGee, there he is, who was promoted from colonel to one-star general in the White House. I'm looking at the picture of the ceremony when he was there, and that happened. Congratulations to him, 100 years old, brigadier general in the Air Force. Served in three wars, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, as a pilot. Wow, unbelievable. By the way, what you hear this one? With everything that goes on and how hard it is to get your claims and your settlements taken care of, in Little Rock, Arkansas, the Department of Veterans Affairs handed out $311,000 in improper disability payments after an agency employee at the VA's Little Rock Regional Office in Arkansas miscalculated claims, according to the Inspector General of the VA. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow. Unbelievable. You get what you pay for. First question that came to my mind was, I wonder if the guy spoke English or girl. That was the first question that came to my mind. And, yeah, I'm aware of Kirk Douglas. Thank you very much, Kirk Douglas, dying at 103. By the way, he was a proud Navy veteran, World War II. Some people don't know that about him. That's why he was always a natural when he got on board a ship or got on board an aircraft flying off an aircraft carrier or whatnot. I remember a couple of movies he did with John Wayne where he was right in his element, former naval officer. All righty. We'll be right back with more. And good morning, everybody in the chat room. Good morning. Let's see who's in there. CZQ and good morning to Greg. Good morning to Sandpaper Man. Hello, Bill. Hello, Chuck. Hello, Chris. Hello, Tammy. Hello, Donna. Hello, Mark. Hello, Bob the Bugler. Nice to see you all in there. Have a nice day. And I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, listening to us up there on AM 1330 WLBB in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. Thank you very much. And there might be a little snow in the mix there right now in Fort Benning. Well, I don't know. Rain anyway. Okay. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by Only Eyes Optical. Now, down in Sarasota. Now, do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? Are you active duty military, a veteran, first responder, active or retired? Would you like some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, here's where you can go. Only Eyes Optical and Boutique. They're located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, give them a call at 941-444-7984. Schedule an appointment with the optometrist to have your eyes examined, and then Diana Reason, the licensed optician, will take care of all your eyeglass needs, too. They got all the latest styles and features in there for you. And by the way, if you have an ad from one of those big box stores for your eyeglasses, they will meet or beat any advertised price. Bring the ad with you. Bring the ad with you and give her a chance to do that. Now, Diana also... Only Eyes Optical, they are a veteran-owned business, And they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you'll all get a discount on your glasses, your family, too. So there you go. And stop by today. Say hello. Only Eyes Optical. Easy for me to say. 6541 Superior Avenue. And the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. The phone number, again, 941-444-7984. And remember to tell her the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
What would you say if I told you Nancy Pelosi violated federal law when she tore up that speech of the State of the Union?
I saw that yesterday. It was some code that she broke because it was an official document. Tear up more than that. That's the reality of breaking a small rule in law. And I spent some time yesterday talking about this. And, my wish is that, fellow conservatives out there, I'm not going to say fellow Republicans because I'm not a Republican, fellow conservatives out there, we need to kind of rise above the way these people are acting on the other side of the aisle. I've said this again and again and again, trying to match yelling and screaming and online messages and message board nonsense with these people is a waste of time. It is. You're not going to get anywhere. I mean, I learned this in talk radio a long time ago. You don't argue with people. You don't argue with idiots because they've got way too much experience at being an idiot. They eventually drag you down to their level. That doesn't mean you don't stand up for yourself when you need to stand up for yourself. But these people need our prayers. I can't imagine being as miserable as these people are with the way that they act. I can't imagine being consumed with hate. This is an example. It's a teachable moment for your kids or your grandkids. I said, this is what happens when you let hate creep inside and you let it consume you. And this is the way these people are acting. And these people on the left, the way that they're acting, they need our prayers, what they need.
Well, they need more than that because Jerry Nadler yesterday went back to work with his committee. He had the FBI director there, and he asked the FBI director whether or not they were going to investigate Hunter Biden. And this was after the FBI director had already said there's an ongoing Russian information warfare activity going on still in the United States.
I heard that they're looking for Secret Service records on Hunter Biden.
You bet.
I don't know how far it's going to go. Joe's campaign, it seems like it's hanging on by a thread.
It's imploding right now.
He's going to lose money and whatnot based upon his really, really bad showing in Iowa. He can blame himself. He was terrible there. He's challenging people to, fights and push-ups and yelling and screaming at people rather than answering their questions. I don't know what he's trying to accomplish out there. I really don't. Who knows? Like I said, John Kerry, they say, may want to throw in because John Kerry was actually supporting Biden out there in Iowa, but also volunteered himself to run. Who knows if maybe even Pierre Delecto will switch parties and decide to run.
I think he might. Who knows? Because there's some reason for what he's doing. Although when it comes to Pierre Delecto, his top advisor by the name of Joseph Coffer Black worked also for Burisma at the same time Hunter Biden was there.
How many people listening to the show right now knew what God's creation Burisma was before this entire thing? But yes, isn't it fascinating that all of these people in Washington, D.C., working for a corrupt Ukrainian gas company. Now, let me make this straight to everybody out there. All of those the Nigerian scammers out there and email people. All right, let me flip. Ukraine would make the Nigerians blush as far as corruption is concerned. It is one of the most corrupt countries in the entire world. Yet it's fascinating how all of these people in Washington, D.C., that couldn't find Ukraine on a map if they wanted to, magically found jobs at big oil and gas conglomerates over there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
By the way, Paul Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi's son, also was doing the same thing.
It's a racket. man. I go to my family. I go to Greece in the summer. I told you about some of these gigantic, massive yachts that you see there, and then you can actually look them up online and see their names and see who owns them. Yep, this one's owned by some Ukrainian. This one's owned by some Russian. It's all oil money, oil and gas money, and it's all a racket. And, you know, if you're connected in Washington, D.C., guess what? You too can get yourself on one of those boards.
Now, there are some major changes and some major economic hits coming for American companies in China right now. I'll mention the companies because they're the ones that are mentioned in this article. Nike, Adidas, Disney, and GM are all warning of the economic sting that they're suffering with the virus, the coronavirus.
Well, it's twofold. It's not just it's your supply chain. It's the production side. It's also the consumption side, because China's got a big consumption part there as well, and people buying stuff. A lot of these things end up getting pushed forward. I gave this example the other day. Say if you're a company like Levi Strauss, they got opened up a huge store in China, and you're someone that was needing to go out and buy jeans, but the store's closed because you can't buy jeans because of the coronavirus. This doesn't mean that you're not going to buy the jeans. This doesn't mean you're going to buy the jeans now. You're eventually going to buy them. You need them. It was like the whole concept that was just ridiculous with cash for clunkers with Obama. It's all you're doing is just, if people need to buy a car, they're going to buy a car. Whether they do it now or they do it 6 months from now, it's all going to happen anyway. And, the same thing holds true with this. As far as the supply chain is concerned, companies are going to have to learn to become a little bit more nimble in regards to this. And you're going to see, a greater diversification when it comes to those, things. And it was interestingly enough, China was lowering tariffs earlier than expected on American goods.
Yeah.
Extending an olive branch, hoping that we're going to do the same thing. Kind of hope we do as well, maybe as a sign of goodwill to help them out.
By the way, they still haven't got a winner in Iowa in the caucus. The Dems have released 92% of the results. Buttigieg is up 26.5% to 25.6 over Bernie. Now, he was up last night by 19 votes.
19, huh?
Yep. 19 votes.
You're going to get with this. You got a recount coming.
Yeah.
And who knows? I mean, gee whiz. You know, maybe we'll find out who won Iowa within the next several months. I mean, it's fascinating to me. You know, you put the ballot in the box and count. How hard is that?
Yeah. By the way, it's official now. The biggest loser of jobs in 2019 was the great state of New York.
Oh, again, especially upstate continues to hemorrhage jobs. You can thank Andrew Cuomo. Got a lot of great opportunity here in New York when it comes to gas, natural gas in particular, and he won't allow that to be developed.
Right.
Pennsylvania's taken advantage of it. So, to this day, I mean, that's building pipelines that are needed to various different areas. We're not even getting that done.
You bet. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, Friday morning. Have yourself a great day and stay low.
We got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Caller, hang on. I'll pick you up here in a minute. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.